Okay, we're going. We're going right now. We're actually recording.
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
Not to what? Hell, because that's where Chelsea's going.
Yes.
Is that what their
podcast
thing is called?
Yep, that's their podcast. Coughing on the vodka. Hi, everyone.
That video.
Welcome to the Push My Buttons Games podcast.
Wait, new phone. Who dis?
New phone. Who dis? Yeah, don't worry.
Your voice sounds familiar, but I don't know who you
don't
are.
Don't worry. I'm always there in the background. Every time there's a shitty edit, that was me. And every time I had to listen to 27 minutes of pre-show talk.
That's right. That we recorded that a couple times.
That was also me. Anyway, it's me, Luke. I'm here. And
hi, Luke.
And I'm joined with a couple other nice fellows.
Fellows, not fellas, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like Lord of the Rings style.
Yeah.
Well, we're a third of the full fellowship, I guess, huh?
Yes. Facts.
Can I be one of the bad guys? They seem like they have less work to do on a daily basis.
Well, how about you introduce yourself, Captain?
I always let Panda Pat go first.
Well, Captain right. Platinum's here. I get to go first.
Well, Captain Platinum's here because Panda Pat wouldn't say her name.
I'm sorry. I had a long day. Spectacular Panda Pat is here and ready to go.
So excited.
It was just an eventful day. I don't hate my new job. I still love my new job.
Good.
Last Friday was kind of shit too, though.
I wonder if there's a way. A pre-show we were talking about. This is not video game related, but I mean it's tangentially video game related because there are in fact video games about the X-Men. But we were talking about X-Men toy collecting, and I pulled up some of these other Marvel figures right now, and I think it would be hilarious to buy like 57 Wong action figures and just replace everybody's head with Wong.
Yeah.
Everybody is Wong.
Yeah.
Yes. The Council of Wongs. Again, Captain America, Wong face. Iron Man, Wong head. Like, it's...
You know what's good
now? What? You wanted more?
Yes. More Wong.
So, isn't there three of him now? No, there's not a what if Wong. There's a what if. There's like a what if Doctor Strange. So there's like three Doctor Stranges out there right now.
I feel that a what if Wong is also a proposal. Hey, if tonight goes well, what if Wong? Huh? Oh man. All right. You know what? Let's just talk about some games we've been playing.
Cool.
Who wants to go first?
Well, you go for it, Luke.
Okay. Sorry, vodka. Wrong pipe. So I finally was able to pick up the Guardians of the Galaxy game. From who's it? Who makes that? Holy crap. Square. That's right. Square Enix. And it is fucking delightful. They really nailed the comedy aspect of it, right? Like they, like all the jokes, like if you're looking for something that is really resembles the movie, do that. Cause I've had a blast playing it. You save a space llama in the first mission and you know, it doesn't get better than saving space llamas. Have you played this one yet, Jamie?
I have not. It is in queue, but you know, other things keep coming up.
Right. I think I'm going to finish this one and then finally give Avengers a shot. Cause I bought it when it was like $14 on the PlayStation store not too long ago. So I feel like maybe once I get the way these games play, it'll be better. All I've heard is just, you know, how much of a wreck Avengers was.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's had enough time that it's maybe not so much of a wreck now, but I'm not too hopeful.
Yeah, I think
I heard that the Guardians was a lot better than the Avengers.
It's very good. The game is very good.
Okay.
So there's that. Yep. Also, I really dove back into Ultimate Alliance 3 for the Switch. And I finally, I went through and beat it over the weekend. And now I'm playing back through, obviously, on a higher difficulty level to try and get more XP cubes to do all the to do all the extra stuff in the in the Infinity Rifts and the what are they, the Gauntlet challenges and things like that. So that's going to be fun. But yeah, the I just unlocked the Fantastic Four. And so the only two characters I have left to unlock are Doctor Doom and Loki. But yeah, have you, I know, Pat, you've played this, right?
Yes. Yes, I have not beat it, but I would like to beat it. I think I said this before and it was my same feelings towards... No, I did say this before, and it wasn't my same feelings towards Mortal Kombat, but the characters that I loved, I know that they don't want to, like, repeat the characters, but they're always going to repeat the main guy characters, but they're not going to repeat the main chick characters, and I'm glad that they did bring Phoenix back, and they brought Scarlet Witch in, but I miss Spider-Woman. I miss, who else did I play? Well, I guess I miss regular Miss Marvel, not Captain Marvel. Because that's the one I grew up on and loved so much. Who are the chicks in the first one? There's a chick in the first
one. Like, Elektra was in the first one, Spider-Woman.
Did they put Spider-Woman in the second one? Maybe that's
no, I... she was not in the second one. Okay, she was, yeah, she was in it, but she wasn't, like, playable.
Okay. Yeah. So I was just, I'm still to this day disappointed I'm going to play Spider-Woman.
And then, see, I finally get a place. I finally get a play Cyclops in this new one. So that's been fun for me. I know he was in the X-Men Legends one, but he wasn't in the, if I remember correctly, I don't think he was in the first one, and then he definitely wasn't in the second one. They did the stuff that Lee play as Magneto, which was cool, and the Juggernaut, but in the second one, but not that. And then I've also been lucky because Daredevil's been in
pretty consistent
in all of them.
Yeah,
same as Thor.
They did most of the Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't do Jessica Jones.
Yeah, that she and again in the game, that's the thing with this third one that drives me nuts. I want to play Beast. I want to have like, because they have the team bonuses, right? And one of the team bonuses is X-Men First Class. And their X-Men First Class in the game is Cyclops, Jean, Iceman, and Magneto. And I mean, technically Magneto was in the first issue, but he was the bad guy. It's like, why not let me put Beast in there? And then that's it. That's the team I would use pretty much consistently, because it kind of gives you all the different types of heroes that you would need in that game, between, like, you know, the energy hero and like the punch guy and area of effect people and a healer. Like that's it. That's like the perfect team in that game, but you can't do it. Frustrating.
Yeah, man, I really had a hankering to play Ultimate Alliance 2 not too long ago, but I don't have it anymore. It was one of those things. I sold it back in the day.
I have it for Xbox.
I'm surprised. Wait, which one? One or two?
Two.
Two, yeah. I don't have either one anymore, I don't think.
I have multiple copies.
And you can't find it anymore, it seems. Like, I think they've taken
for PlayStation off. Anyway, yeah. You can still find it for Xbox, but PlayStation is damn near impossible. Don't know why, but it is.
Wait, that's why I remember Ultimate Alliance or X-Men Legends?
Ultimate Alliance.
I see Ultimate Alliance everywhere.
For PS4 or for PS3, because I'm talking about the PS4 version that you can play on the PS4. and that you can also play on the PS5, it's non-existent.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you didn't get it, like, they only had it up on their store for, like, maybe a month, and then it was gone, whereas Xbox had it up there forever, and I got the Ultimate Alliance 2 and 1 for Xbox when it, because that's what I was mainly playing at the time. So I got that when it came out, and I was literally playing Ultimate Alliance 2 before we started recording.
Nice.
I was fighting them multiple mans.
I have Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 on my Switch, and I think the last thing I played was the X-Men Mansion.
Oh, okay. Okay, we should all get on and play.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, please.
That would be fun.
I appreciate that.
Can the Nintendo Switch internet network handle it?
Maybe. Maybe. We're about to find out. But yeah, that would be a fun one. It sucks that we couldn't stream that without multiple steps, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we could just back stream to YouTube, pick up all of our chat.
Yes.
Would be excellent. But yeah, we should try and do that this weekend. I think that would be fun, and then we can report back next week what happened.
I have an Elgato.
Oh, you do. So you might be able to record it.
I can just record it. Yeah, we can try that.
You'll have to see. Well, even if it doesn't pick up our microphones, it'll probably still record it, and it'll record your audio, so you can just narrate the whole thing for us while we're screaming in your ear.
Yes.
And it's not just going to be weird animal noises.
I mean,
she's like trying to explain what's going on, and we're like,
100%. I already know that's going to happen.
Because I have actually not multiplayed on Nintendo. Do they make you go through another app to chat?
I don't think so anymore. I remember before it just wasn't an option. But I think you can just hook up to your. You can just hook your headset up to your Switch, but I don't know. We can test it. Either that, or we'll get on Discord and talk on our phones or on our computers.
That would be easy to record and match it up, right?
Potentially. Potentially.
Luke could do it. He has to fix our audio like every week.
He has such a good job.
Don't you give me praise and also more work. But yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, I started Batman Arkham Knight as well. I've been on a superhero game kick. So I started Batman Arkham Knight, and as I was downloading it, I was flipping through all the skins, and I was like, 89 Batman? Fuck yes! So I've been running around making Michael Keaton voice.
Yes.
Or I did put on the Christian Bale version and just go, Batman!
I have a question for you then.
Yeah.
I hear that Catwoman butt is really nice.
I know. You keep telling me to send you screenshots of when I'm not that far yet. I do not have Catwoman yet.
God damn
Don't worry. I will send you a 4K screenshot of Catwoman's ass when it shows itself.
You even have an amazing TV.
Well, you can't send that over a text message. Make sure you, like, screenshot on the console, send it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Full definition. And then, you know what I would do is I would download the screenshot and then crop it so it's just butt cheeks. There's just no, it's just pixelated butt cheek. And be like, there you go. That's what you get. But yeah, that's it. I did start the new expansion for Star Wars Old Republic as well. They did a whole new thing where they kind of redid the, like the skills. Now you're able to say if you were a Jedi Guardian, which is like your tank kind of guy, they give you access to load up like a different class with a different completely set of skills and stats and stuff like that. So you go from a, you know, you can just switch on the fly from a, you know, tank kind of guy to a healer. By just switching your loadout, but you only get a primary and a secondary. So you only get two. But I mean, I haven't messed around with it too much, but I did the tank and healer too, because I was like, that would be fun, because like your armor and stuff doesn't change. It's just your skills. So I have all the tanky armor that can sit there and absorb damage, but now I can heal. So it's like a tank healer, which is interesting. So I'm going to see how that plays out. I haven't messed with it too much. But it's kind of supposed to go back to, because they had the main storyline was the Sith Empire versus the Republic, and they did that for a long time. And then they did this expansion where they brought in like a third faction, and you kind of went off into space, and there's a big time gap, and then you just get done with all that. And it's kind of trying to reel it back in to the normal like game mode type stuff again. So I'm kind of excited for that, because the story was very, very good. And last game I've been playing is I did start Fallen Order again on PS5, because I have the PS5 version now, and it looks fucking gorgeous. So I'm excited. I'm excited to jump. I only did the first get off that first planet thing, the trash planet. So I haven't played it very much, and I've kind of been bouncing between all those games. But yeah. So that's what I've been playing. What about you guys?
You want to go first, Pat, or me?
You go first.
Whoa.
I'm going to get another drink while you tell everyone about your games. I will be back.
Because it looks like I don't want to know what you're playing.
No, I do want to know what you're playing. But I will listen to the podcast when I edit it, sir.
I'll just do my mobile update while he's gone. So, yeah, I've been playing Star Wars Galaxy Heroes still. Almost got my fourth Galactic Legend. They've actually added in... Did I mention this last time? It's Iden Versio. I think that's less... It's Iden Versio. So okay. Yeah, Starkiller they've done. And then after that, they added in Iden Versio from Battlefront 2. And I think that's the last episode we recorded is when she was added. And then since he just mentioned Fallen Order, we have the Second Sister and the Ninth Sister have also been added. So that's been pretty cool. And then right now they've added in the Second Sister's ship, which is part of our conquest stuff right now. So
is Zori a character that is playable?
Not yet. Nope. So
it's just because they had that toy and I'm buying her, but I'm like, nobody likes her as a character. So the toy's going to go for discount. It's still not discounted, so I think I'm just going to have to buy her.
Yeah, so I still don't have Starkiller. That'll be a little bit, because you have to get Darth Talon and Kyle Katarn. Darth Talon and Dash Rendar. Those are like the main ones I think you got. There's four of them. They're all new. I was like, ugh. Slowly, and they're slowly being farmed, so... At least they're adding new characters, so I'm glad about that. And it's just interesting that they are adding in stuff from the Fallen Order now. So, yeah. Someone asked about Cal Kestis, and they haven't said, like, I think they said he's not coming, but, you know, is it like they, like, throw us off the scent, you know? Or it's not like he's not coming right now, but maybe down the road, so.
Yeah, the two Spider-Mans aren't going to be in the movie. What are you talking about?
We don't know what you're talking about.
I was told by someone, I was like, yeah, everybody knew. And I'm like, no, they totally kept a secret. They did a good job. He's like, yeah, Andrew Garfield ordered pizza and got it delivered. And the pizza guy recognized him where the set was. And I was like, oh, so everybody did know but me? Lame.
It was pretty much like you kept hearing it was going to be there, but. You never saw it, and everyone kept assuming it was coming. So,
yeah.
If you haven't seen that movie, it's been like 2 months, so I think we're good to talk about it.
Yeah, I did the spoils. I always forget, because like normally I'm the last one to watch shit, because like when everybody tells me to watch something, I like overthink it and stress out, and then I'm just like, I can't watch it. Like, I haven't touched The Witcher, even though, do you guys remember like how much I complained about when the first trailer came out? And I'm like, I want it now, and they're like, it's only 6 months. Yeah, no, yeah.
I only still 6 months.
Only. Yeah.
When I complained, when we saw the Witcher trailer and I complained that it wasn't out yet. And I'm pretty sure it was you that said, it's only 6 months, you can wait. Like, it's not even that far away. And then I still haven't watched it. So normally when I talk about shit, it's like a good 2 years after it happened. But I did actually go see Spider-Man on time. I did see Venom pretty close to on time. It was only in the theaters for a month. So,
yeah. Nice. So then right now in Galaxy Heroes, right now they have a, it's the MG-100 Star Fortress SF-17. And it's basically that resistance bomber from the beginning of episode 8. So it's resistance tank. So everyone's like mad though, because the pilots of this thing are the resistance trooper and Rose Tico. So everyone's like, damn it.
Now I've got to level up Rose Tico.
Yes. Unless you already have Galactic Legend Rey, she's required to be R5, Relic Level 5 for that. So those people are like, oh, she's useful. and then it's not going on yet, but the TIE Echelon is coming in for the First Order to be their tank. So that one is coming after this one. So yeah, some new ships. And then, Luke, you missed it. I'll just, we got the Second Sister and the Night Sister just added to the game over the last few weeks. So.
Oh, nice.
So they were marquee events, and they are not farmable yet, but they were introduced through marquee event. So that's been interesting. Yeah. So they're giving that game some love for the Fallen Order. I do believe everyone's thinking that like May the 4th, we're going to get a trailer for the second one. Like, I think speculation is, we don't like usually tend to do speculation here. We will bring it up, but we don't try to report on it. It's Second Order or Fallen Order 2 should be this year. Is what, at least what everybody's hoping. So what have I been playing? I can't remember on the last podcast, did I say I was playing Ori and the Blind Forest?
I don't think I was on the last podcast because no.
I do love that game though.
It's good. I bought it on Switch, and so I have an Xbox account. That's where it's tracking my achievements, which is just hilarious to me because I'm playing on the Switch, but you do get trophies or achievements because it's Xbox and Microsoft. So I didn't finish it yet because I stopped playing to play Pokemon Legends Arceus. So.
Oh, I need to talk about that.
So do we need to talk about that now since I just mentioned it?
I mean, we can. I'm such a Debbie Downer on this game. Really? I wanted Sword and Shield the sequel, and this is not that at all. And one thing I don't like in games is when I know it's like when they get a new feature and they really want to show the new feature and they just force you to do the, not really force, but they make it like, you need to do this new feature. Like, check out this new feature. Oh my God, have you seen this new feature? Yeah, you can do it the other way, but we're going to make it a little bit harder. I don't like crafting. That's never been in any of the games that I play. I don't craft. I don't like to make things.
You just don't have to.
Yeah, but it's well, like, if there's a bunch of games that I play where crafting's a thing and I completely ignore it. I don't have anything to do with crafting. I'm just like, I don't want to do it. I don't feel like farming opal to make a thing, right? Like, that's just not what I'm there for. And I know in Pokemon they make it, you can craft like Pokeballs and stuff like that, or you can go buy them. But with the amount of money that they drop and the credits in the game is way less than I'm used to. So it's like, remember, you should craft. Remember how crafting works. You should craft, because we're not going to give you enough money to get all the stuff that you need.
Right.
And that bugs me about it. And the amount of exposition at the beginning of that game where it's just talking and talking.
The tutorial seems to go on forever, and I'm like, oh my god! I still feel like I'm probably in the tutorial, and I've probably played 5 to 6 hours. So,
mm-hmm.
I spent 5 to 6 hours just in the first area. They said that I saw an article that said something about how people are just staying in the first area because of like the Pokedex things that you need to do and this and that and the other thing. And I'm just like, you don't have to do them, but it doesn't specify that you don't have to do them. So you're just like, I gotta catch 25 Bidoof right now, you know? And it's just like,
see, I see that, but some of the ones that it wouldn't let me advance past that area unless I did one of them. And I was like, I don't want to do this. Just let me go catch Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's a thing that I'm not really like the challenges like that to level up. I'm like, the challenge is to catch all the Pokemon. I don't need to catch 40, and my OCD hates catching triples and, you know, quadruples of each Pokemon. I hate that.
That with Let's Go, and I was surprised. Like, I really did not like that in Let's Go, but I got used to it.
Oh, like when they gave you the bonuses for catching more than one in a row, like a streak? Well,
yeah. No, my problem is that you don't gain experience by fighting Pokemon. You gain experience by catching Pokemon.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
I had an issue with that.
I can see that.
I didn't like that at all, but everybody seemed to love the shit out of that. And I'm like, I want to murder Pokemon. It's dumb. I don't know. I feel very opposite about how you feel when it comes to Arceus. So I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't minded it. I've had fun with it. It does feel like Breath of the Wild cross Pokemon.
I feel like it's a little more like a little more child driven. Because it seems a little more easier. Even though most Pokemon players, I don't know, I'm an adult. So I assume most Pokemon players are adults. I don't know, I feel like Breath of the Wild is more adult. I feel like Pokemon is not as adult. Although, you are finally playing a character that's not 10 years old, so that's nice.
Right. And I do like the other aspects. I love the way the Pokemon look. I love the animations. I love the... I did like the... there was the... I mean, I like it, like, in theory, but then in practice, I was like, ugh. When I there's the point where you have to run around and throw bags of shit at a Pokemon, and then fight it, and then run around and throw bags of shit at the Pokemon. But I do like the ability to move your person during the battle, because what I do is I walk directly across and stand right in front of the trainer and stare him down directly in his face. It does nothing to the game. It is 100% for me. I will walk my person right over to the other trainer and just stare them down as our Pokemon are fighting behind us.
What?
Yes. Yes, 100%. I just walk over there and stare them down. I'm like, what you going to do? What you going to do? You going to make that guy fight? Look at me. Don't look at them.
That's weird. This stresses me out. It's like digital people, and it doesn't matter or have any effect on real life, and I'm stressed out thinking about it.
So if we ever battle each other in Pokemon, I'm 100% doing this to your avatar, and you're gonna have a hard time. It's a strategy.
I will fucking run away. You'll have to chase me around.
Strategy works. That's
how far,
it. Intimidation.
How far you have to get away before it pulls it from the battle.
Just start chasing you.
The spooky Pokemon with red eyes. I've done that with them. And
how high would your anxiety go if you were in a Pokemon battle and you give up and run away and then you turn around to see the other trainer just chasing you down?
What? No!
Get back here. We're not done.
You're killing my Pokemon! Well, okay, so I started watching videos in between Diamond Remake and Arceus because I was trying to hardcore, like, Diamond Remake it up. And I heard about this thing called Nuzlocke, and it's a challenge in Pokemon. I don't know if anybody's heard about it, but it's fucking intense. And it's basically, like, real-life, physics, real life consequences actually affects Pokemon. So if your Pokemon faints, it's actually dead and you don't use it anymore. You let it go or whatever. Like the first Pokemon you you see in a in an area is the Pokemon that you have to catch. And after, like, if you don't catch them, you don't get to catch more Pokemon. Like, they have discovered you and they're not going to get near you, you know, because you're trying to catch them. And you murdered one of their friends or some shit like that. Like, there's a whole, like, thing based around it. But it's intense. And so now, like, every time my Pokemon die, I, like, super hardcore panic. So I don't want them to die anymore. All because of this challenge that I'm not doing that I just saw on a YouTube video.
Oh, man. So what have you been playing, Pat?
I wasn't done, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot we tangent. I forgot we tangent on RCS. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, how do you guys like it that the Pokemon can attack you? I've had it where like a Zubat is like hit me with like the confuse and stuff.
You're like, you little shit.
I know, they like hit you as you're running past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, don't you know I could end you?
That's another thing that stresses me out, because I don't know if I'm playing the game wrong. It's probably the fact that I picked Cyndaquil, because even in... I don't want to offend anybody. Cyndaquil is my favorite, don't get me wrong. But in Gold and Silver...
But he's also bullshit.
Cyndaquil was definitely the weaker of the two. And so I kind of feel that way in... this game. So my Cyndaquil is like constantly dying, so it drives me insane because I can't have Cyndaquil in the main of my party when I get attacked like that, because I don't want Cyndaquil to die.
Who did you pick at the beginning, Jamie?
The water.
Yeah, me too. Water boy.
Yeah. Is it Oshawott?
Oshawott.
Oshawott. Yeah.
I usually am a grass starter because Bulbasaur. But this time I was like,
gonna be another reason you like grass.
Listen,
oh yeah,
I'm not putting that out on the internet. but no, yeah, I picked Water Boys too. He's best boys.
Yeah. So I had two other questions for this. How do you like that you get to choose to when to evolve your Pokemon once it's able to? Do you like that, or should
I? I do kind of like that, because like, say you want to keep something. And say your favorite Pokemon is, I don't know, Charmeleon. You can evolve him once, and then you can just level him up from there and don't have to give him an Everstone or anything like that. You can just keep playing. I like that.
Cool.
What about you, Pat?
I mean, yes. Yes and no. Back in the day, the first Pokemon, It was that if they didn't evolve, they got certain moves at an earlier, and their stats would be different. Not that they would be better. I don't know if they were better or worse, but their stats would be different. I have the Pokemon Yellow strategy guide, and it shows the different stats if you don't evolve your Pokemon. So I liked it in the idea that it was that. But it's not that. They haven't done that since first gen. So it kind of at this point in time, it's just kind of an extra step. Like, yes, I like that I don't have to give my Pokemon an Everstone. But if I like my Pokemon enough, they're not going to be strong enough at that base
right.
level to actually be beneficial for me. So unfortunately, despite how much I love them, I'm going to evolve them anyways because they're not strong enough to actually take me all the way.
Okay.
Cool. Thoughts on alphas? I've ran into a couple. What are you guys' thoughts on the alphas?
I've just run away so far.
Are the alphas the red eye Pokemon?
Yeah, they're like level 30. I found Rapidash and then Parasect.
Yeah.
And
my Rapidash I thought was like 40.
Yeah, I think he's 40. Yep.
I have not managed to beat an alpha other than the one that was part of the whatchamacallit.
I don't want to be... I don't know the proper way to bring this up. But no. It threw me off in the game. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, when it's like, what form, you have to find two forms of the Pokemon, and the form is the male or female, and I didn't expect that to be form, I expected that to be gender. So that threw me off in the Pokedex when it says find forms of the Pokemon, and it didn't say gender. And it's because I was thinking it was going to be the evolutions, like the next form of the Pokemon.
Yeah, I assumed that too. I'm glad. You
okay, so I'm not the. What's that?
I'm glad you corrected that for me.
So it just threw me off though, because I didn't know why they were calling it forms. Because to me, a form is the evolution form, not different gender. To me, is what the word I would have used. But it just threw me off that the game didn't use gender there. But I can probably understand why they didn't. So, there was one other thing I had on this game, but I can't think of what it is now. I lost it. But yeah, it feels very Breath of the Wild like with the quests, the request system, and then your main objectives. So they've definitely made it feel more like a Breath of the Wild-ish type game. So yeah, those are just some of the thoughts I had on that. Oh, and the other game I have been playing is Horizon Zero Dawn. I have been streaming that on the Twitch. I don't know if Luke's posting those still or not.
I try. Yeah, I try my best. You know what's funny? Speaking of that, I actually found a news article about the raccoons in Horizon Zero Dawn getting a glow up in the sequel.
What?
Yep.
Why would you tell me this?
Because I want you to play the game.
Oh my god, you're the worst! I need to play Pokemon. I haven't touched it for 2 weeks because of my new job. I'm seriously conflicted.
Oh, that's funny.
Hard right now.
Yeah. So I thought I have either of you guys played the first one, Horizon Zero Dawn?
I have played oh my god. I have played some of it.
Okay.
Yes. And I have watched someone play almost all of it, but I don't remember the story. I don't actually know where she's from. I haven't gone that far.
Okay.
I know that she's from a weird place, or you find out that she's like someone's kid. But I think I was a little distracted because finding out the someone's kid thing is a bigger deal for me when it comes to Gears of War and that whole situation. So.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I kind of don't care about her lineage because I'm like, Kate, she's part grub person. That's not what they're called.
Did you play the game, Luke?
Horizon?
Yeah.
Not yet. I have it, but I haven't started it yet.
Okay. I'm like 55% completion is what the game's telling me right now. I've only got a few more beasts to find. I found some of these big old bad boys. The only thing I haven't taken down that I've found is the one really big bird. And I can't remember. I think it's called a Stormhawk. But I've got to the point in the game where they're actually like, why the game is called Zero Dawn. Because so.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
Yeah.
I always wondered.
So I've got to go to another area now. But like at the last part, they're like, oh, Project Zero Dawn. And I was like, oh. So that was so it's a cool thing to find. So it's been a fun game. I just hate that I was distracted by other games that keep coming out. I do have Forbidden West, and I had to use my GameStop coupon today, so I did pick up Elden Ring, which I've got several friends playing, and they are just saying it's awesome. So,
guess what I got with my GameStop coupon this month?
What'd you get?
Wow, brain.
you got a brain for a coupon?
Fucking what's his name? Dr. Ian something.
Dr. Malcolm?
Dr. Malcolm! I got Dr. Malcolm with my coupon this month.
We're both like Dr. Ian.
I was not mad, but I was not pleased either.
So I think that's everything I've been playing. So Horizon Zero Dawn was the last thing. I was playing that on Twitch, so. I've been trying to do a few of the grindy things off of Twitch right now, so I figure it's not as much fun to have people watch that when I stream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pat, what have you been playing?
I have only played Arceus in the last little while, and the Diamond remake. I did finally beat that. I don't know if I ever said that on the thing. I beat it. I haven't finished it, though. But I did, after 3 tries, I beat the final 4. Which, I don't know why it's so hard for me. Like, it sounds like nobody else struggles with that. But I did beat it. I've got about 10 Pokemon to get to beat the regular dex, but I need... Sorry, that's a lie. I got about 20 Pokemon I need to get the full dex for the base game. 10 of those Pokemon are from the alternate game, which until they open home, I'm not going to be able to transfer those to myself because I did get Pearl as well. So I have to, like, you know, either get another Switch or play it, and then hopefully they'll open home to Diamond and Pearl and I can switch it that way. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I thought they would do it with the release of Arceus, but they did not. So eventually I'll actually max that game out because I want to fill the both dexes for that version for when they do another Pokemon that's not Arceus. Obviously Arceus is in the past, so that's problem child. But for the next Pokemon, that's the next dex I want to complete, the entire national dex. So, because I don't have a desire to do that for Sword and Shield. So, and then Arceus. I love Arceus. I'm not as far as I should be, obviously, because I have taken a 2-week break. But I'm loving it because I feel like they took old Pokemon, like, algorithm and basically put it in what we wanted when we said we wanted an open world. We said we wanted to see the Pokemon. We wanted to see the characters. We wanted to be immersed in it. I still like the old basic 8 gyms, linear based. Obviously not linear based because I'm saying I wanted open world, but like the same algorithm, and they changed that a lot when they did Sun and Moon. Sun and Moon. They changed it even more, but kind of went back to it with Sword and Shield. But, like, I missed that. And I didn't like Sun and Moon very much, which is kind of a bad, like, input because I didn't beat those games, so I don't really have a good, validating opinion because I don't know. And Sword and Shield, I don't hate, but I feel like they definitely missed some opportunities with that. It was supposed to be better because, you know, it was on the Switch and it had so many more capabilities, and finally we were going to get what we expected. And they proved that they could do it with Zelda, but then they didn't do it with Pokemon, and the things that they picked and choosed, because obviously they couldn't do everything. The things they picked and choosed, I think they picked and choosed shitty options. Like, we didn't get a full dex, fine. We didn't actually get open world, we got open world sections. The open world section looks like shit. Yeah. Kind of limiting. So I'm hoping the next game, I'm loving Arceus, because it does fill in those holes of things that I feel like we didn't get in Sword that we deserved in Sword. So,
I mean, maybe if I put more time into it, I might get there, but I have to get all these other distractions out of the way first.
Yeah.
Once I can get a Growlithe, I'll be fine.
Oh, wait.
Which GameStop has it today, supposedly.
Is it today? I was going to say they're releasing a special Growlithe that you can get via a code.
Yeah, and they didn't have it today. I asked them when I picked up Eldon. They didn't know anything about it. So, like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Basically, they're like, "What you talking about, sucker?"
Oh man, are you done with things you played?
Yeah.
Okay, I just have two or three little news stories. First off, Assassin's Creed Valhalla is free to play this weekend, which I'll put this up on Monday, so you'll still have one day to play, because it goes from Thursday to Monday. So you'll be able to play at least for one day, but it's free. And it's basically just a, hey, check out this game, you should buy it, so you can buy our DLC, Dawn of Ragnarok, that comes out March 10th. But yeah, so if you haven't had a chance to play that, you could do that.
Oh jeez, I started that and I need to go back, but I'm like,
yeah, right.
There's so much to play, and I still need. I think I put it in the chat, or I was talking to Ryan about it. I'm like, I need to go back and play Ni No Kuni and finish
right,
that.
Right,
you can say that.
The other one is there is going to be no new Call of Duty in 2022.
What?
There's going to be, because they pushed the Modern Warfare sequel to 2023. So it's going to be early 2023, and they're going to have Warzone come out. Actually, sorry, I read this wrong. There was originally a report where they said there's not going to be a Call of Duty in 2022, that they were pushing it, but they're pushing it, but it is still going to be released in 2022. But after that, there's no release in 2023. So Modern Warfare and Warzone releases will be supported for a 2 full years before they do a new one. So next year will be the first year since 2004 that there has not been a Call of Duty game released.
That is insane to hear that.
Right, right. It's ridiculous.
It's like our yearly sports games where.
Mm-hmm. That would be crazy. It's almost akin to saying, nope, no new Madden this year.
Right.
Because yep. Madden has been coming out every year since 1989, 90?
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Something like that. So, yeah, they've got the monopoly on the release the same game every year.
I remember the days when there was a new Guitar Hero every year.
There was a little thing right there. And then they switched to, was it Rock Band? And then...
Well, they were going head to head after.
Oh, were they?
Yeah,
it was. Yeah, I think it was Rock Band and Guitar Hero 2 were like the same year, if I remember right.
Hmm.
Wait, did they release a Dance Dance Revolution every year?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I know they took a break on it too.
Maybe the Just Dance instead of Dance Dance Revolution.
I've never played those games, but I mean, it seems like one that they could pump those out with just different music and people would pay a full price for it. So it's basically what Rock Band was. Rock Band mm-hmm. and Guitar Hero was. So,
And then the last news thing I had was the perfect score that Elden Ring is getting from reviewers.
Perfect score?
Yep, 10 out of 10. Like what? Across the board.
Such good reviews. What even game is it? I've never heard about it.
Elden Ring?
Yeah.
Jamie, you just picked it up, right?
Yeah, it's basically from the same people who did Bloodborne and Dark Souls and all that, right?
Oh, but Dark Souls is super hard.
Yep, and Sekiro, it's from Software, so it's a Mike game. It's Dungeon Master Mike game.
Yes, this is such a him game, so I don't want to talk about it too much until he gets back on here to splurge about it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is
splurge.
I don't know. Like I enjoy the visuals of these games, but actually playing them is maddening to me. So I don't. So right. I rely on you guys to tell me.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it out, but like, it's in the queue, and it was just one of those. I was even tell them today. I was like, I am so backlogged, but I don't want to lose my coupon and forget to use it.
Right.
So I was like, I'll just grab it today. Speaking of news, we haven't talked about the Nintendo Direct at all. We don't need to go into full detail, but did you guys watch any of it?
I actually did not get a chance to watch it.
So we should probably talk about that next week. I put a few of the highlights in the chat before that I thought were the cool reveals. So maybe we can talk about that next time. And then the only other thing was Sony did a state of play on Gran Turismo 7. Is that what they're up to?
I think so.
And I didn't get a chance to watch that, but that was kind of... I know that has happened, so...
Cool.
So those are out there if you guys haven't seen, so...
Yeah. You guys have anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this episode up? Yeah, no.
I'm trying to think. It's been a few weeks, and I'm like,
we ended up having a backlog of episodes, so we took some time off, and now we're like, what happened?
The big thing I think that happened was the state of play, and we talked about Arceus, and that was I think almost all of us picked that up. I'm assuming Mike did, right? I think he did as well.
I believe so, but I'm not 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
usually Michelle is playing it a lot.
I was going to say, was that the thing where they said, this will probably be Michelle playing?
Yeah.
Can we have her on when I do, like, my special? Well, I guess I don't really need to anymore. Never mind.
Yeah, sure we do. We're going to do an Arceus special at one time after I play it more and don't just hate on it. I don't hate it. I was hating on it. It's a difference. Jeez.
It is different.
But, yeah, that's all I got to you to have any... Oh, I should probably plug my other show, huh? We restarted recording Nerd Dome Podcast. We've got 3 new episodes up, I believe, now. And we're going to be recording weekly. This week might be a little bit later in the week because everyone's trying to see The Batman on Tuesday. So... yeah, but go ahead and check that out. You can find that over it on Facebook is Nerd Dome Podcast, and the Nerd Dome or nerddomepodcast.com is the website. And you can see me write stuff. I do have some video game stuff written over there, reviews of old consoles and stuff. It's fun times. But yeah, that's
the
all
Star
I got.
Trek stuff is my favorite.
Yes, I just did the Star Trek.
Not video game related, but you did bring up the Batman. Are you excited? Like,
I am hopeful. I am hopeful. I've seen the action figures of the McFarland. Riddler of McFarland Riddler figures. and they did my boy bad. They put a fucking garbage bag on his head with a question mark, and I'm like, what this is not. It's like they were like, we like the Scarecrow, but we also like the Riddler. Let's just make them the same person.
No.
He's just the Scarecrow in green. They did my boy bad. So I really hope it's just the action figure and he really doesn't wear the bag on his damn head the whole time. But I'm hopeful. That's where I'm going to stay right now.
It was funny because one of my friends was complaining that there's been so many Spider-Man movies in the last like 30 years, but they were like, I love that there's a new Batman. And I'm like, so you're okay with... that many Batmans, and they were like, oh, Batman's totally different than the Spider-Man having that many Batmans. And I was like, okay, you can. I was like, I'm not going to try to talk about this because. But yeah, the Penguin's in it and Catwoman, right? Because those are the figures I've seen. Yes. Is...
and Riddler.
Yeah, you had already mentioned Riddler. So yeah. I was.
I'm not sure if Pat has seen it. I am posting it in the group chat right now so we can get her live reaction of Gimp Mask Riddler.
Oh my god, I'm so excited for this.
Oh no.
Oh no.
What is happening?
Yeah. I like raincoats and gimp masks, but I also have really crappy vision, so I'm going to put my glasses on the outside.
On the outside? You don't think he would swing for some fucking contacts for that shit? You know? Whatever. Or I don't know, put on
not
a
wear it.
Stupid helmet because, you know, you'll get something in your eye.
Could you imagine like a Riddler helmet that's like an Iron Man helmet? It just covers his face and it's like a little bowler cap on top. Honestly, that would be better.
His weakness on his face. You just throw the glasses off and he's fucking Velma.
Oh my gosh, like why would you have that over your mouth like in this picture? Like what is
Riddler, I don't understand your riddle.
Hello Batman. It's probably gonna be
and is it
he just Bane voices?
Yeah. It looks like a Hannibal Lecter mask almost. Like it's like the psycho ward. And then like it's like the bullseye like thing on the like, hey right. Batman, shoot me right here in this question mark on the left side. I'm giving you a bullseye to shoot at. Yeah, I don't understand that outfit, but okay.
I do like that jacket, though. I'm just saying, that's kind of my style.
See, I want the suit. I want the tailored suit and the bowler cap, damn it. Can we just get the Batman animated series, Riddler, please?
Oh my gosh.
Please. He's just got a suit on. He's got the little bowler cap. He's got his little domino mask on. That's it. That's all you need to do. Quit making him weird. I'm looking at you, 1996 Jim Carrey. I'm looking at you, the Batman. Come on, can we just do a normal ass Riddler?
I'm trying to remember.
He's my favorite. He's my favorite Batman villain, and they always do him dirty. But anyway, that's all I got. Let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, it's good to talk to you guys. It's been a little bit, so. Yeah. Now we gotta, you know, go do something like, you know, game harder.
Yeah. Hey! Oh, I was gonna say, there's a movie coming out.
No, is I was it Batman?
Say, oh.
Every time I see a movie that's like related to something, I'm always like, movie, you know, because that one time we did movies for Nerddome.
You mean when you chewed into the microphone for 20 minutes? That time?
Hey! Yeah, time. 100. It wasn't 20 minutes. You guys yelled at me within like 3 minutes.
Well, from when we noticed.
What? You can't be that mad at me.
I'm going to go back and listen to it and time it with a stopwatch.
Oh my God. How many years ago was that?
It was a while, but I have that episode.
The first Guardians?
Mm-hmm. The first Guardians movie.
So like 2014.
We'll do it. We'll do the same thing. We'll all get together. We'll see if we can figure out how to remote in Mike for Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
I wish we did this for freaking Resident Evil because I loved that movie. And I know
we'll do a Resident Evil video game movie review.
Yay!
Special what for you.
Did you guys see Uncharted?
Not yet. I need to see that one too.
Yeah,
we can do a special on that one as well.
Yay! I just had to think about it when you said that. I was like, wait, I just saw Uncharted last week.
That was what I was going to say.
Yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Oh.